AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A senior Defense Department official tells the AP Russian forces along borders with Ukraine are as ready as they can be for an invasion if there is an order to invade. A new poll finds little support for a major U.S. role in the conflict between Russia and Ukraine. The AP's Ben Thomas has the story.
President Biden has acknowledged a growing likelihood that war in Eastern Europe would affect Americans even if U.S. troops don't deploy to Ukraine. Sanctions could provoke Russian retaliation, and President Vladimir Putin has a range of tools he could use, including cyber attacks on U.S. infrastructure and industries. Still, the poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research finds just 26% of respondents saying the U.S. should have a major role in the conflict. 52% say the U.S. should have a minor role, while 20% say the U.S. should have no role at all. Ben Thomas, Washington.
U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the world is facing a moment of peril he hoped would not come.
We cannot and will not relent in the search for a peaceful solution.
The White House is expected to announce President Biden is allowing sanctions to move forward against the company that built the Russia to Germany Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline and against the company's CEO. Nearly 2 years after Breonna Taylor's shooting death by police, the trial has started in Kentucky for Brett Hankinson, the only officer facing criminal charges in the botched raid for shooting into Taylor's neighbor's apartment. This is Prosecutor Barbara Maines Whaley.
This is not a case to decide who is responsible for the death of Breonna Taylor.
The city of Louisville paid a settlement to Taylor's family. Hundreds of flights were canceled at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport as parts of Oklahoma, Missouri, and Arkansas brace for an ice storm. Stocks remain lower on Wall Street. This is AP News. The Pentagon approves sending National Guard troops to Washington, D.C. Truckers are expected to protest coronavirus restrictions.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's approved the request for 700 unarmed National Guard troops who would assist with traffic control and other ancillary duties, but not law enforcement or surveillance. Groups of truckers are expected to arrive before March 1st, before President Biden's State of the Union address. Modeling the protests in Canada that shut down the Ambassador Bridge, hobbling the commercial link between the U.S. and Canada. For Washington, a statement from the People's Convoy Group says their trucks will not be going into D.C. proper, but others are suggesting a blockade of the Capitol Beltway, a heavily traveled commuter and tourist route. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Postal Service is getting the final sign-off to order new delivery vehicles, 10% of them electric vehicles. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.